The Demon Sea.
Well, cut. You must be mistaken.
It's now. It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Hang on.
You're a fucking idiot.
Well, I'd say you're right.
21 minutes I've been on that. I've been staring at a fucking screen for.
Now, 3 hours ago, I sent a message saying, yeah, I'll send the link, because Reece said he couldn't.
Well, funnily enough, I thought the link would have been either the Google Calendar, where the link always is,
yeah,
or the Gmail from Reece, where the link always is.
Yeah.
Or the Google Meet, which has somehow appeared on my fucking Gmail as well. So there's three things I've tried.
Now, he's had an accident. And
I don't give a fuck if he's dead. I just want somebody to tell me where to be and when to be there.
Well, I did send
several messages.
Delete
the ones that don't work. And then
I can't because I don't run them. It's him. That's him.
Well, then send me a fucking link that is just the one I need from you.
I sent you three in the past 40 minutes.
You fucking knob.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Have you had your shit?
No, I'm going to hold it in now. But I was that close to fucking on off today. I've been on here since 7:30. It's 7:51, you fucking clown.
Well, I've been here since 7:15, Mike. So
big dog dick. You're the one doing the fucking call.
I mean, I sent three links. I sent three bloody links to the thing. I sent the messages. It's Reese's fault. Blame him.
Why can't he come? Because his fucking daughter's broken her leg. How's that work?
I don't know. I'm not sure. He's
not a fucking doctor. Is he an orthopedic surgeon?
He's gone swimming. He just can't be fucked.
I can't come. My daughter's broken her leg. Well, yesterday, she's in a cast. What are you going to do?
No, hang on, I think it's... Oh, God, this is... Oh, it's fucking ridiculous.
Is this recording now?
It's on. It's on, yeah. So, I mean, you know, this... fucking hell. I mean, look, we've done 1 minute 41. Let's just get through it. Let's get to the other side.
I'm going to finish at 8:30.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Fucking hell.
What they've got.
Fucking absolute fucking shambles of a podcast.
I
absolute
fucking hate it.
Fucking
I hate
shambles.
It's just a chain around my neck. It's just.
Rick doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
No, he doesn't.
What's he getting a third for?
The past 3 weeks, he's been stuck in traffic. I've stuck in traffic.
What's he doing?
Downtown. I mean, Nova Scotia's only about 4 miles wide, isn't it?
Right, can't we do this without him? Can't we just cut him out? Leave this in, by the way. This is a genuine...
Stay in. I'm not getting rid of it.
This can't be that hard. It can't be that hard to post a fucking podcast.
Right.
We do it every week anyway without the fucking apprentice fucking doctor or whatever it was.
I had to do it by myself last week.
Why is that?
No one turned up last week.
I've got strep. And my daughter's broken her leg. Okay, well, strep means you've got a sore throat, right? We've all had those. Imagine Michelle Carr, can't you today, mate? My wife's got a sore throat and my son's at his knee playing rugby.
Yeah. Well,
how does that work then?
You got through this with diarrhea, Mike, you know?
I came through a fucking flood for this shit-ass podcast.
Yeah, I mean...
I've done this in back spasms. I've done it pissed.
Yeah.
He can't do it when his fucking daughter breaks her leg playing hockey. Wow.
I mean, let's just hope he gets diarrhea or something and
hope he shits the bed and he fucking rolls around in it.
And it's fucking yellow liquid as well. It's not, there's nothing solid to scrape out. It's just wet. That's what I want.
That's the lamest thing. Fucking my daughter broke her leg. It's like the dog ate my homework.
There's no way we can.
If he's on the way to the studio and his daughter broke his leg, her leg, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not forcing pronouns on her.
No. Because it's the 21st century.
But then he's going to live pretty easy on higher life. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If he's got to take it at A&E, or what do they call over there, the ER.
Yeah.
Right? Fair enough.
Mm.
But it was yesterday.
I know.
She's in the wheelchair. She's got the cast on. There's nothing he can do apart from sign a cast.
I know. I think you get a few people around. Maybe he's drawing pictures of Willie's on it or something. I just don't know.
Fucking useless turd.
I'm wasting time here. Absolutely wasting time.
Anyway. Right. I've lost my bit of mouth. Well, I saw the one bit, but I haven't got the...
That's as good as it gets.
Hey, it's the first of many.
So frustrating.
I did, Tom. Well, it's, you know, some people want this, and we've got to do it now. We've obliged to it.
We haven't got to do it.
You know, somebody,
they're not going to care. They don't care one way or the other, to be honest.
Well, one lad joined last week.
What a knob. Why?
So, I don't know. He said he enjoyed it. Maybe
did
he? I don't know. Maybe he's ill. I can't find his message.
If he broke his leg, he won't be able to turn up.
Exactly.
No, I hope his daughter hasn't broken her leg. He won't be able to listen.
Exactly. To tell the truth, I hope no one's broken their leg, you know, because I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. I don't want anyone to break their leg. You know, I'm just a nice,
Well, they say that in the theatre all the time. They break a leg, don't they?
They break do, a leg. Actually, yeah, it's a true fact. Have you ever been to a theatre?
Yeah, loads. I've been to an operating theatre.
Unlike Reese.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. I tell you what, this will fill up some time. Places you've been. Have you ever been to a motorway service station? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Now you ask me one.
Have you been to a public lavatory?
Yes. Have you ever been to a tennis court?
Yes.
Class. Okay, your turn.
Have you ever been to a foreign library?
Fucking hell, good question. No, I've been to a foreign bookshop. Is that any good?
No.
Fuck. All right. I'll try one on you now. That is a really good one, actually. So, yeah. Okay. Have you ever seen a spider's web in Spain?
Yes.
Oh, classic. Any backstory to that?
I just saw there in 82 on Aldi.
Yeah.
With my mum and dad and my sister.
Yeah.
So I'm there's sorry. A spider. There's a spider in the apartment. Spin a web. Is it makes sense.
What animals have you seen in what countries?
I've seen. Well, here's a good one for Reese.
Yeah, go on.
I've seen a moose in Canada.
That's good.
And I've seen a bear in Canada.
Yeah.
I've seen a cat in Malta.
Yeah, I've seen them in Portugal and Croatia.
I've seen a cow in Switzerland.
I've seen a horse in France.
I've seen, I saw a squirrel in America, USA.
I saw a squirrel in the Alps. What do you think of that? French Alps. Good. Yeah.
I saw a dog in Serbia.
Yeah.
I've seen
a cat in Thailand.
I saw a fish in Portugal. Where else have I been?
I don't remember seeing any animals.
I saw a pig in the Netherlands. That's... It might have been Belgium. We were going quite fast.
Okay.
I saw an owl in Belgium because we hit an owl.
Did it die?
Yeah. It flew at the car and hit the wing mirror off.
Fucking ass, bad.
Oh, there is a good one. Have you ever killed an animal in a car?
Right. I've been in a car when an animal's died. It was a squirrel and we were driving at some speed.
Go on.
We were driving at some speed across, from South Wales to North Wales. It was op group related. Yeah. And we were going down this country lane. I was in the back and I caught a glimpse of it, literally like a flash to the right corner of my peripheral vision. And then the car just went, very, not massively loud.
No, just loud enough.
It was over. Just like that. It was a sad time. Everyone went really quiet afterwards.
Yeah. I had a Canadian friend who's a comic, actually. I won't tell you his name.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't come out of this very well.
Let's make it up.
Let's call him...
Dennis Caballero.
There we go. Good name. A Canadian comic called Dennis Caballero.
Funny guy. Yeah.
Good guy. Nice routine. Very, very surreal.
Slick.
He was living, I believe, in the West Country.
Yeah.
Big bloke, 6'3", 6'4", beard.
Yeah.
Very Canadian looking, Dennis. Mm-hmm. Hit a badger. And I know the exact road he's on because it's near Keynsham where I used to live. And I used to call it Badger Road because you saw a lot of dead badgers there in the...
Can you name the road? Because that adds something.
Well, I can't really, but it's between... It's not Keynsham, it's between... It's on the way out of Road, which is a small village outside Bath, on the way into Bath. You go through a place called Hinton Charterhouse, I believe.
Okay.
Quite an old road. They do a lot of period dramas there in the village.
Okay.
It looks like it's from the 17th century. Anyway, he was driving near that road and he hit a badger. People often do on that road.
Yeah.
Hurt it quite badly. It was late at night. There was no one around.
Yeah.
I think Dennis grew up in... the Canadian sort of wilderness, not in the city, very much a mountain man.
Yeah.
Realised the badger was beyond help and was about to shuffle off this mortal coil. It was in some degree of pain.
Yeah.
So went to the boot of his car, as he would call it, the trunk.
Yeah.
Because Dennis usually kept a shovel in his trunk. being a Canadian for snow purposes.
Of course.
He'd taken his shovel out of the trunk and not replaced it. He wanted to put the badger out of his misery. Mm. It wasn't going to live through the night, obviously.
Yeah.
So he said the only thing that was... Yeah. The only course of action left in Dennis Caballero.
DC.
Was to use a high kick and then bring the heel of his cowboy boot down on the badger. And he said he had to turn his face away because he was so horrified by what he was about to do. And, took a couple of kicks.
Incoming pain.
We tell him it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clack hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming paywall. Twice the clag. Twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.